Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. We're so glad to have you joining with us. And right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schock. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
Did you have a good weekend?
Fantastic.
I know you took a little trip for fall break.
So, yeah, we did.
Yeah. It's always kind of nice.
We're letting our secrets out.
Yes. Well, I was just going to say, it's always nice to get that battery recharged. And when you can touch
it. It is.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you're back. And today you're going to be talking about a program, to be honest, I'm not as familiar with, but I know you're going to educate me as well as our listeners listening to us this morning. But what exactly is the PVAP program?
PVAP. Okay. This is for our beef producers. And that's the post-weaning value added program.
Interesting.
PVAP.
Is this a fairly new program?
It's not too old.
Okay.
It's a partnership between the Kentucky Office of Agriculture Development, it's Kentucky Beef Network, and of course, the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. It's administered by one of our good friends, Mr. Kevin Laurent, who is an extension associate located over at the Princeton Research Center. So let's talk about what it is. Okay. All right. It is a program that is designed to encourage farmers to wean and feed their cattle, get them on the proper road before they go out west to the feed yards.
Okay,
Okay. So, Kristen, past PVAP participants, have averaged almost $78 a head over expenses in addition to the incentive that they get.
That's good.
Okay, so farmers can receive up to $1,000 incentive. All right, that's $50 a head. Okay, and so they could put, you can see where we go, put 20 head in this program. So if you made an extra $50 plus an extra $78 on top of that, you're talking almost $130 a value per calf.
That's really good for
over expenses.
Yes.
Clear money.
That's not good. That's really good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Kristen's got that look in her eyes right now that farm wives get very, very few. They see profit.
Well, and beef cattle can be very challenging at different
points. Beef cattle can be challenging. All right. And what this PVAP is we talk about this a lot of times in the beef industry. And that's about farmers leaving money lay on the table. Okay. What can we do to increase the value of our animals? For some people in some operations, retaining the cattle after weaning and feeding them is not an option, Kristen. We've got it. They've got to wean them. They got to get them off the cow. And basically, those calves get weaned on the way to town. All right? For some operations, that's their strategy, and that's all they're able to do. And that's understandable. Okay?
Yes.
But for some operations, it's not. We can get those calves away from those cows, get them weaned, get them used to eating, get the shots in them, get them preconditioned. In other words, get them ready to literally hit the ground running when they get into the feed yards. And that's really what this is about. Okay. That's really what this is about. It's a pretty easy kind of deal. What we would do is if a producer was interested in participating in the PVAP program, they would simply pick up the phone and call their county extension agent for agriculture.
So it's pretty simple.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That county extension agent for agriculture is going to get you some paperwork, walk you through the process, get you in contact with Kevin Laurent. All right. And we're going to start the process from there. Okay. And yes, there's extra work involved. Okay, but we talked about, nearly $130 more calf is what the average is right now. Right, that's pretty fantastic. All right, so that allows farmers a little bit more opportunity as we look for ways to do a better job and to making sure that we're just being sustainable and doing a good job and finding something to set ourselves apart. Folks, if you want more information on the PVAP program, you can check out the website. You can check out Kentucky Beef Network. You can give a call to your extension office. We'll try to help you out the very best we can.
Absolutely. Chris, thank you for that information today. I know I walked away with several little nuggets today about the PVAT program. And again, make sure to reach out to your local extension agent to get more information. And we want to invite you back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like the folks over at Hobdy Dine Reed and Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.